Now, you might have heard over the past couple of days, there are two new Tassie Devil pups that have been born at Aussie Ark in the Barrington Tops. They've been taken then to the Australian Reptile Park to be hand-raised. And on to give us a bit of an insight is Jake, who's helping raise them. Good morning, Jake.
Good morning, guys.
Jake, am I right in thinking that a baby Tassie Devil is called a pup?
So, they look very similar to a puppy, but they're actually called a joey because they are a marsupial. So the same as a kangaroo or a koala.
Now, Jake, they don't have a name yet. How are they going to be named?
Yeah, well, we do need a couple of names for them. They're nameless at the moment, but people can actually get involved with that and play the big role in naming them. All they have to do is adopt an animal from Aussie Ark in the next month, mm-hmm. and then they will go into the draw to not only name them, but also meet them.
Okay, brilliant. Maybe we can get the radio station to call them Data and Dylan if we adopt Dylan.
Yeah, that's a good idea. That's actually...
I like that.
Yeah.
Jake, I do want to ask, how does this come about? We have the Tassie Devils up at the Barrington Tops. They have a breeding program. How does it work? Are they born in the wild and then they're collected and hand-raised? How does it all work?
Yeah, so up at Aussie Ark, we have very large fenced sanctuaries where these Tasmanian devils are living. And they have very little interaction with humans. They're living quite wild-like. So they do get fed and they, get water and all that kind of thing. But they do all the breeding and all their, they go through their processes all on their own. And so they'll breed. And then, most of the joeys are raised by the female. But every now and again, you might have a joey that looks a little bit undersized or perhaps one that we want to bring in to use as an ambassador, so to introduce people to Tasmanian devils.
And of course
you can get quite close and personal with the little ones while they're still safe. So it's a really good way to bring people to the Tassie Devil and teach them all about them.
It sounds like a lot of hard work hand-raising them. It's kind of like hand-raising a child, I guess. Would you kind of say that? It's a lot of work?
Yeah, especially when they're quite small because they're getting fed quite frequently every few hours. So we're really no different to a human child. You're up through the night sometimes and, bottle feeds, and it's a fair bit of work. But once they get a bit of size on them and they start to, get the taste for meat, then they'll be less, needy, so to speak, and they're a little bit easier.
Hang on, so does that mean there's a keeper at the Australian Reptile Park who's living on site to be able to feed them, or are you taking these little joeys home?
luckily it's not me. I like my sleep. But, one of the mammal keepers, his name's Hugh, and he actually takes them home, as you said, in a little crate every night with him, and they live with him at the house, and he's up all hours of the night catering to them.
Okay, if you want to adopt an animal and potentially name these little guys, you can head to the Aussie Ark website. We're chatting with Jake and he is helping raise these little guys, and hopefully they're going to be released out into the Barrington Tops Sanctuary. Jake, thank you so much for joining us this morning and getting us across these little devils.
No worries. Thank you, guys.